New Country Z100 at 720. Kent, the Country Morning Show. Happy Wednesday, April 19th. Good morning there. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Terry Reed.
Well, Terry, where are you from?
I am from Crab Orchard.
Terry, you're
right
caller number 10. Woo! Terry, you're a winner.
All right.
Hey, Terry, do you know Connor over here?
Yes.
Hey, Terry.
Hi, Connor. Hey. You do a great job. You know Basil Holmes?
Oh, yeah. I know Basil.
Yeah, he's a good friend.
Yeah, Basil's a nice guy. Good flagman.
He is.
Good flagman.
Yep. He's a good flagman. And you are a good announcer, son.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Terry, you've got yourself a family four-pack of tickets to enjoy everything there at the Southern Illinois Raceway. Just come on by the station and pick them up, okay?
Okay, thank you, Ken. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Terry, I'm a big winner here this morning. We're going to have some more to give away a little bit later. Spring Fest tickets over at SIU. It's always nice to make people happy, Connor. You know, it's a good feeling.
Oh, yeah.
And that's pretty much what you do out there. Are people kind of surprised whenever they come out and they see you and they think, well, it's just a kid that's here at the raceway just hanging out? But no, you have a job to do when you get out
there. Oh, yeah, I got a job to do, you know, and it's every Saturday night into, you know, April 29th through the third week of October. So it's definitely a commitment out there. Got to be on your game. Know what's going on.
You got to know what's happening. So for a typical Saturday night, I just want to just touch base on this. What time do you get out at the racetrack? And then what is a typical Saturday night when it's racing time? What does that entail for you?
Well, we start at 6 o'clock p.m. I wanted to throw that out there, too. That's what time we start for those of you that will be coming. So I usually will get there at 4 to 4:30, and I'll walk around the pits and talk to the drivers and write all the drivers down, their sponsors, and all that good stuff.
So you know when they line up, you could tell who's driving what car, and you know how to do all this and that. What is a race like out there? Is it like 10 laps, 20 laps? Like, what happens?
Well, you know, we start with practice. They'll take 8 or 10 laps to get their motors warmed up, and then we'll have heat races, usually 8 to 10 laps as well. And then if we have enough cars, we'll only... If we have a lot of cars, we'll only take so many into the feature, so we'll have to have B-mains and stuff. And then the A mains, usually 20 to 25 laps sometimes, and that's the feature. That's where you're in the money at.
I understand. So how far do people come to race at the racetrack over there?
A lot of people from Illinois, a lot from Missouri. We have from Kentucky, Missouri, and Iowa even, and we get some from California, Texas, you know, all over the country.
This is cool. So my friend Jason Eigenrau, he's ever out there?
Yeah, Jason.
He's pretty good.
He's one of the regulars,
Yeah.
Sportsman class champion last year.
Yeah. What about Jake? Is it Palmasino?
Palmasano.
I'm sorry, Jake.
He's the track president.
Oh, I better get
there.
It right then, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You ever mispronounce a name while they're running around the track there?
Oh, many times. Many times.
Let me tell you, you're going to get invited one of these days, and that's pretty rough when you mispronounce a name.
Oh, yeah.
What's going to happen is somebody's going to ask you, like, hey, Connor, it's going to happen in less than 10 years for you. You'll get an invitation to host a beauty pageant. Now, they don't call them beauty pageants anymore. They're called scholarship pageants. And there'll be a little kid, and you won't be able to pronounce their name correctly because you didn't practice before you go on there. I just want to tell you, be ready.
All right.
Okay.
I'll take that advice.
Good. And Hudson over here, now he comes out. Does he help you when he's at the track, your little brother? Is he off doing his own thing?
He's off doing his own thing. Usually he's probably playing in the mud or throwing a football or something.
Well, yeah. I don't play in the mud. I just play catch with a couple kids.
Right. You're just hanging out, having a good time. And there's all kinds of kids out there. Okay. Well, the first big time race, weather permitting, is the 29th. And does the track president, and they make it to call if it's raining? It's like,
If it rains too much, it's pretty...
Yeah, not going to do it.
No, not going to do it.
Okay. So check it out, southernillinoisraceway.org. 13-year-old Connor Wade is the track announcer, and he's going to leave me some more tickets to pass along here in a second. Before you go, brother, like, what are your what are you thinking here in the future? Like, first, you're the track announcer. What do you want to do? You want to go off be a NASCAR correspondent? What do you want to do?
Oh, I'd say whatever I'm brought upon, you know?
Yeah.
I like being the track announcer at SIR right now. It's a lot of fun, so we'll just have to see what happens.
Well, when Indianapolis Motor Speedway starts calling, you know.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then we'll look for you, Hudson, on the wrestling circuit, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, guys, for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it for having me on.
Oh, anytime, man.
Great to come back with you.
Well, dude, I feel like I could just go and get a snack at the vending machine, kind of chill out over there, and you could just take the reins here.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I'm going to go get a breakfast casserole or something and just hang tight. My guest has been Connor Wade and his brother Hudson. Connor's a track announcer at Southern Illinois Raceway. You can find out more at southernillinoisraceway.org and then follow Connor on Twitter if you'd like. Is it Connor Wade on Twitter? What is it?
Connor Wade 1. Connor Wade 1 on Twitter and Instagram.
Is there any underscores in there?
Nope.
Just Connor Wade 1. And look for him on your Instagram as well. He's out all over the country following these race car drivers around. He's from right here in Herrin, Illinois, correct?
Marion, Illinois.
Marion. Okay, I got it. 7:25 this morning, Kent, the Country Morning Show. Hang with me. We got some more tickets to give away for Springfest over at SIU with Eli Young Band. That's coming up.
It's